In wake of Florida election law, it's already harder to register voters of color. By Adrian Carasquela. A restrictive new voting law signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is already facing legal challenges after voting rights experts warned this spring that it creates new hurdles for voters of color. Although it was signed into law just last month, grassroots groups tasked with wading through its aftermath told Newsweek that its effects are already being felt. The law, known as SB 90, targets vote-by-mail, which had previously been used by Republicans in Florida, but became popular among Democrats during the last voting cycle. The new law now requires voters to request an absentee ballot every 2 years, rather than every 4 years, as it was in the past. It also limits the use of drop boxes, imposes more identification requirements for absentee ballots, and requires voters to remember how they registered to vote in previous elections in order to register again. Mia Vecino, a new data-focused Florida group formed in the aftermath of the 2020 election, said it has already seen how the new requirements are more onerous for voters of color, who may be hesitant to provide more personal information than before. The group told Newsweek that they were set to register a young Latino man at a tax collector's office near West Palm Beach Wednesday. The staffers asked for his driver's license and the last four numbers of his Social Security number in order to ensure there would be no problems with his voter registration. But when the young man called his mother for his Social Security number, she wouldn't give it to him. She was worried about him giving so much personal information to someone at a time when his cousin was facing deportation. "These are the real-life challenges for people of color," said Alex Berrios, a Puerto Rican and Cuban co-founder of Me Vecino. His co-founder, Devin Murphy Anderson, is the former finance director for the Florida Democratic Party, who has already raised $250,000 for the group, despite not having her first call with donors until February and officially launching in March.